You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio with me now, I'm Dominic Howie. Hi, Dominic, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Now, people might know you better as Tourette's, but you're Dominic Howie this morning.
Yeah, I'm trying to change the name because I'm almost 40 and it's sort of a bit ridiculous to be called Tourette's.
Hello. Hello. Oh, bubblegum pants havoc here. I know what you mean though. Yeah. How's that going for you?
Well, the novel is out under my real name.
Yep.
And I'm doing a stage show where it's Dominic quote Tourette's Howie. So I'm sort of, you know, just slowly getting
You're transitioning.
There. Yeah. You know? 40's a good time to do it, I reckon.
So for people who don't know what you do, you're a wordsmith, a very accomplished wordsmith, and today you're releasing your first novel.
Yeah, after five years of sitting at a computer.
What does it feel like releasing your first novel? For someone who's used up a lot of words doing other things.
It's really surreal. Like when my publicist brought it, the book, and showed it to me, it was just like, you know, like it was.
You mean your
feeling.
Debut novel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like for the longest time, it's just this Word document that you're chipping away at, and then you send it off to some people and it comes back as this thing that exists and you can hold it.
Do you print it out at any stage? Just to have a tactile version you can flick through or lose?
The more digital, the better. You know what I mean?
Right, of course. I was going to say, that's going to be difficult writing the novel, isn't it? But if spell check's on the go, good job.
Mm.
Now, so 5 years...
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of pissing around in that, to be honest.
In those 5 years, at what stage does it become the number one priority? Most of it, some stage.
It started off as, and then it sort of tapered off in the middle, and then it came back again.
What were you doing in those 5 years to fill in the gaps when you weren't
tackling
that novel?
I did like a poetry book, and I did a few other projects, like an album and stuff. But it's always kind of there, and then you sort of forget about it for a while, and it's just kind of nagging you, like, don't forget about the novel, you know?
It's the ultimate self-critiquing as well, though, isn't it? Because you, as you're writing it, I guess you're just constantly wondering, is this right? Is this right? Or for you, is it just a bloop?
Yeah, that's what I try and do. Like the first draft, you just vomit it out, and then you come back and sort of fix it. Because otherwise, you're just there forever. Like, you'll never finish anything.
Have you done courses and stuff?
Years ago.
Creative writing courses, that sort of thing? Yeah. And that helped?
Some of them did, some of them didn't. Like, I think you can just take the advice that works, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just think it's fascinating. It's an amazing thing to do, and amazing. Must be very proud of yourself.
I will be tonight, I reckon, once I get up. You know, once it's done and it's there and people are holding it, and you know what I mean? Like at the moment, you know, it's like before you play a gig, you know, it's all like, and then it's usually after you get off stage.
Shutting
like,
yourself. Yeah, sure. So it's called Iceland. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so.
Is it called Iceland or Iceland?
Oh, either or.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was the country or the land of ice.
So I wrote it in Iceland. I got an artist residency there, and I went over and I did that. I wrote the first draft over there.
Oh, cool.
And then, so it was a working title, was Iceland, but it's set in Grey Lynn, and it's about these two people who meet, and they're both artists, and then everything goes terribly wrong. But I guess it just sort of became a metaphor for the sort of isolation that these people are facing, and gentrification, and...
So there'll be someone listening who's in Greyland right now going, I know, man, I know.
Yeah, there's like five.
They can relate.
Five people left there.
did it start out as something different, or has it always been the idea that when you first started writing, was the book going to be the book that you've come out with?
No, it was going to be much more sort of like academic and intelligent.
Sure,
and I had all these theories and books, and I took them over to Iceland with me, and I sat down and I'm like, man, I barely passed fifth form. Like, what the fuck am I doing? So it completely changed, you know what I mean?
Wow, that's cool, man. That's so cool. And does it mean that your other work, your spoken word stuff and that you've been doing now takes a back seat and you're just going to... You're a writer now.
You do
books now.
I've actually got a one-man show coming out next month. So
good. You're a prolific guy.
I was a bit... I don't know if it's the best
idea.
You're
quite prolific. You do a lot of... You put out a lot of stuff.
It's kind of all I do, though. You know, so if someone looked at all the you know, like, it's... People say that when I think about, like, the amount of, like, lying around and staring at the wall I do.
I guess you do a lot of stuff in response to what you see and hear around you, don't you? So, I mean...
Yeah, I guess it's like a kind of compulsion, so it doesn't... You know what I mean? It doesn't really feel like work until you get to that sort of, like, final stage. You're like, oh, I've written this thing. I suppose I should put that into the world.
Is it Greyland today? Is it Greyland set in?
Set about 5 or 6 years ago, I guess.
Back in the day.
So essentially, it's the day. Yeah. I mean, the same issues are happening, obviously.
Yep.
So thank God, I was real worried that the housing market would collapse before the book came out, and then it'd just be totally irrelevant. So now, now it can happen, and everyone will be all right.
And now that you've done it, do you sort of have a second book in you? That's a big thing to ask a gentleman whose debut novel is just about to be released. But you know,
yeah, I've got an idea.
Do you feel like a guy who wants to write and write and write and write and write?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've got ideas, and I think now I actually know how to write a novel now that I've written one. If you know what I mean, like I understand the process now. So yeah, I really want to get back in there and do it again.
What are the three things? Not in any sort of order, but what are three things that you've learned writing a novel that you were not prepared for?
I think, like, what we're saying about, like, just vomit out that first draft. Get away if you can to write it. Like, so I had 3 months in the middle of nowhere. Really helped. And, I don't know. Don't send the third draft to publishers. Maybe wait till the fifth draft.
Really? Yeah. A few brutal responses.
Yeah. This is not for us, Dominic.
And is there anything else you've done, any other project you've done, which has taken 5 years to get to the point that you're ready to release it?
I did an album that no one listened to that took about that long. So that's what's funny, because everyone's like, oh my God, it's such an achievement. When I think about the album, it was probably about the same amount of work. But I think this is kind of like, I don't know.
More personal?
Or? Yeah, and it's just... I guess it's just more of an achievement, you know, when you hold a book. Man. You're like, this is a book. Everyone's put out a bloody CD, so...
Yeah. People still buy books as well.
Ooh. That's the other thing. Book. I put out an album, like, sort of just exactly on that time where, you know, people were just like, no, we don't want this anymore.
Oh, digital. Hey, so you're doing something at Golden Dawn tonight? You're doing a reading?
Yeah, and then... you can buy the book, and I'll be signing them, and he's going to be drinking. And
it's the launch,
hilarity.
Yeah? It's the launch of your book at Golden Dawn tonight.
Book I've never been to a book launch before, so I'm not sure
and
exactly what to
do.
I had to Google what happens at a book launch.
So what time is that going to kick off?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, and that's presented by Vice, and you can register for tickets.
Or you can just turn up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You might be under money and popularity, so you might be quite...
Just turn up and say... Dom High said it was cool.
Yeah. And they'll go, we're full. See ya. Yeah.
But you get a free beer if you register, though.
Do you? Okay. So register at rsvp.vice.com/vicepresents.
Yeah.
Which I guess you can figure that out when you go to the Vice website. But So it's 6 p.m. tonight, Golden Dawn, corner of Richmond and Ponce. And you're going to be reading segments of the book. Have you done that before? You know, I suppose that's what you've done before, haven't you?
It's different because it's a narrative. So I was trying to figure out how do I. Turn to the middle of the book and read this chapter.
Will you put on voices?
I've only got one voice I can do.
But like in the book, though, is it? I mean, you know, is there like some absurd character or something that you have? You're worried about the voice? That's just me. I'm just imagining the puppet show now. And what about screenplay? What about screenplay? Is it a movie?
No, I definitely thought about this. I'd love if someone came along and said, here's $50,000, we want to buy this, and they can go off and do it. And yeah, I mean, it definitely has that.
$150,000?
$1 million.
There you go. Fair enough. You're 40 now.
Don't say
it's short. Hey, well, good luck with the book, and congratulations. That's amazing. And well done.
Thanks, man.
There's an adult New Zealander there who's made himself a book. He's done a book. How many other people can say that? Cool, nice to meet you again, and I'll see the book signing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.